Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your eyes to the bar and give a big welcome to Cadenza and Allie.
Flashes from a strobe bounce violet light off a gyrating woman's platinum blonde hair, which is streaked with pink. Her lips pout, caked with shocking pink lipstick. She wears a tight and knotted ruffled pink blouse and a powder blue satin dress that accentuates her creamy thighs. She winks.
My real name is Herman. But I like to say Herman. Yeah. And my surname is Buerta, so I like to say Herman Botha.
A massive mirror ball dapples the audience in diamonds of light. They cheer for Buerta, a middle-class Afrikaans boy, fashion designer by day, one of South Africa's top drag artists, Allie Hoop, by night. Allie Hoop's partner tonight, as they mime along to Madonna's hit, Vogue, is a bigger boned, tattooed man. He wears a crimson wig, thick scarlet lipstick, skin-tight black and turquoise-striped spandex leotard, and black gloves sporting sharp silver talons.
My name is Cadenza. My real name is Elaine Fleischman. I always had a penchant for playing with Barbies and dressing up in women's clothes.
While the drag queens entertain the crowd, muscular young men in pink and black tank tops prowl the premises, serving pink tea cocktails.
All of our staff are gorgeous boys, with six packs, pretty boys, all young.
So they look like me.
And me.
Manager Jono Lawson says Beefcakes is modelled on a 1950s American burger bar, a bar that's almost always packed. 18-year-old Daniel Critchfield is one of the hunky Beefcakes.
On Saturdays, we fully booked 3 months in advance, and it's just women. There's just women everywhere, and they go wild and start screaming. But
he says once the women get started, he never knows what's going to happen next.
One night I was walking around, I had no top on. Two plates in my hand with burgers on them. This woman just, out of nowhere, dives at me and she just bites my... The women go crazy. They actually lose their minds.
Beefcakes never used to be like this. Lawson says about a year ago, it was the center of Johannesburg's gay universe, as he puts it, with a clientele that consisted almost completely of gay men. But now, says Lawson, the venue's become a happy, safe, sexy place for women.
So they don't have to be harassed by drunken men at a bar. If they want to get a little bit drunk and throw a name, it's just with, you know, the gays and some girls.
The bar's become so popular with women that he's had to reserve some evenings for bachelorette parties.
So there's moms and grandmoms sometimes coming to those, so you've got to cater for those people too whilst maintaining the fabulousness of drag.
Tonight, as with most nights, Beefcakes is thronged by a diverse, multiracial cross-section of South African society. A group of black ladies, dressed elegantly, tucks into pina coladas. Some Muslim men sit at a table, wearing pink hard hats and whistling at another of Allie Hoop's risque antics.
We've had a 75-year-old woman doing a body shot off one of our boys. We've had big, butch, scary men walking in here petrified, who end up dancing on the tables with feather boas and glitter hats.
Andre's birthday! Dino's birthday!
Lawson announces the birthdays of straight men in the house. He acknowledges that just a few years ago, this open celebration of gay culture would never have happened, not even in a corner of liberal South Africa. But now, says Lawson, his compatriots are throwing off the shackles of their apartheid past to embrace things that were previously taboo.
I think it's just a sign of the times that people don't need to be boxed anymore.
He believes that Beefcakes offers further proof that South Africa is a remarkably tolerant country.
As society becomes more accepting of homosexuals, homosexuals become more accepting of society and everybody starts blending in.
Fleischman says South Africans are finally embracing drag artists like him as genuine entertainers and not just as novelties and freaks. although he appreciates that his Beefcakes gigs allow him to express his freakishness.
I try to come on to every single person in the audience. I lift my leg.
In another boisterous corner of the bar, a woman in her 40s, eyes gleaming with mischief, is working up the courage to consume a shot of tequila from the ripped torso of a Beefcake boy.
For 300 Rand, it's a body shot where the boy comes and lies down on their table. We take a shooter of their choice and we pour it from their neck to their navel. They then lick, sip, basically clean it off the boy, giving them a bit of a kick and a bit of cheekiness without going below the belt, so to speak.
But Beefcakes clearly went below the belt a long time ago. It's become a place where lunacy often rules, but also a sanctuary free from prejudice and a reflection of a rapidly changing South Africa. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.